Yeah, back in the old rap days, you see, every other week we were doing thrillers, three-act thrillers. And what Hugh was saying, that he liked playing, was third-act detective inspectors. You know, they come on in the third act. And I thought, this is a boring part you got lumbered with. And Hugh said, no. He said you can steal the thunder from any thriller with a third-act detective inspector if you know the technique. I said, oh, anyway. I said, here's another half of you. I said, what do you mean there's some kind of trick to the players? He said, first of all, you've got to learn the lines. So now that was revolutionary talk. Because, I mean, like, if you're playing a policeman, you never bother to learn the lines because you'd have them written in a notebook. You know, you'd say, where were you on the night of the 14th? You know, you're playing the notes in your book. And he said, in fact, don't even have a notebook. He said, I said, yeah. He said, and then look for clues. That's it. So you see what the difference would be like. This would be like a usual breakfast. I mean, you know, so where were you on the night of the 14th? Now, so where were you on the night of the... See, going back, looking for clues. I said, wow. I mean, I found it very interesting. Oh, no. He said to the third act detective inspector, he said it harks back, you know, to the grand old days of Deus Ex Machina. And I asked him, what do you mean? He said, well, apparently to understand the concept of Deus Ex Machina, you go back to the ancient Greeks, and evidently the ancient Greek playwrights, Aeschylus, Sophocles, if they got their plots to such a pass that they couldn't logically resolve them, that would be time to bring out this gadget, this machine up, you see, and you winch down, and the god, you know, and the god didn't be able to put things to right with his godly powers. He said, well, he says the sailors, and he said, with your third act detective inspector, he said, what you've got is you've got two whole acts of human beings fighting up. He said, then boom. Yeah, with his metropolitan magic. For me, a third act detective inspector is a theophany. And I thought about theophany. Dialogue between God and man. I said, Hugh, really inspired me. I said, I can't wait for that detective inspector, you know. He said, well, he gave me his number. He said, if you get one, he said, give us a ring. He said, because I've got a marvellous costume for a marvellous detective inspector outfit. He said, that was in its time it moved on. He said, I'd be glad to let you have it. He said, you can walk backwards all right, can you? I said, yeah. He said it's a magic cosy. And he said, it's magic one. He said, and no one, he said, not even the cast, was ever looked behind, or its power will be gone. And he showed me the kind of technique, you know, it's not back up, you know, literally upstage people and the other. If the magic cosy was going to work. Anyway, Hugh went, and a few weeks later I got it. Went up on the board, signpost to murder. And there it was, and I got the third act detective inspector. Hugh, I got it. I'll send you the costume. And anyway, on my rehearsal, I weekly rep, I mean, you just rehearse it twice. And anyway, the first rehearsal, little old Bernard Kelly, the director, he looked up at me over his half glasses. He said, well, you're not using a notebook then, Ken? I said, no, Bernard, I thought I'd learn the lines. Oh, and they're just all ducky.